Yep.
Hello and welcome to South of King's Landing, the Explosion Network's House of the Dragon after show. We're here to discuss episode 5. My name's Don White. Joining me, Ashley Hobley.
Hey Don, excited to be here for, you know, the last appearance of, you know, Emily Carey and Millie Alcock.
And we have 100% confirmation because they did post on Millie, on, I saw on Instagram, had a farewell sort of post. So
yep.
Sad times. Rest in peace. I mean, the actors
they're still alive. They're all still alive. Characters still alive. It's just, you know, they grow up. They grow up so fast.
The performance is dead. I don't know if that's right.
But, they'll live on in fan art. I don't know.
Imagine if there's... I feel so bad for this person coming in. What's her name again? I already forgot. Because... she's going to...
Emma Darcy.
Like, everyone's grown to love Millie, so...
Yeah, it's a rough... And, Emma was cast first. And the plan was always for her to play the role. It's just, you know...
Yeah. Bit awkward. This week's episode is titled, We Light the Way. Synopsis of which is, Daemon visits his wife in the Vale. Viserys and Rhaenyra broker agreements with the Valerians. Alicent seeks the truth about the princess. It was directed by Claire Kilmer, written by Ryan J. Condal. It was just written by Charmaine de Great. Sorry about that. What do you think of this week's episode?
Another really good episode, you know. Obviously, more political intrigue, more, obviously, we've got the big marriage between Rhaenyrus and what's the other guy name? Corlys?
Yep.
Not Corlys. The other Valerian dude. Who can't remember the name of.
Laenor Valerian?
Laenor, that's it.
Yep.
So, you know, there's that, building up that union and, you know, finding out their secrets. And then you got, you know, Alicent learning about, Rhaenyra's big secret. Which, had very serious consequences for Kristen Cole in this episode. It definitely leaves it off in a very interesting point for this, we assume, several year time jump. That we're about to experience. It almost feels like the end of a mini half season. So, it definitely has come to the right point.
Yeah, no, it was a really good episode. I feel like it started off good, but I feel like once we got to the... Once they left, whatever that palace place is called they went to. Anyway, that the Valyrian place, the Vale. That's it.
It wasn't the Vale. The Vale's where Daemon was.
Okay, yeah. Oh, that's right. Anyway, their castle thing. Once we left there, I feel like we got like a bunch of really great scenes. So either between Rhaenyra and Kristen on the boat was really good, obviously. And then the entire wedding scene was just... not the wedding. The entire banquet
scene.
Pre-wedding scene was just like one thing after another of... really good sort of character interactions and performances and stuff like that. In particular, my favorite thing about this episode, and I've seen already people on Twitter saying the same thing, which is that Matt Smith, I don't think, says like one thing this entire episode, but well, he does say, like, he has a couple
lines. He said several things to the end.
But for the majority of this episode, it's just him looking, and that's all you need. Like, you don't need, but also Viserys just absolutely. Like, watching little spot fires happen everywhere around him. it's a other thing. Like, either he's looking at his brother getting threatened over someone accusing him of killing his wife, which, of course, he did. But then he's, like, watching him and his daughter would be queen. And he's, like, dealing with his wife, the queen, actually. Like, you know, that was a whole big moment coming in. And was it green? And they explain that's, like, the color of war or some shit. So,
yeah.
Yeah, that whole scene was just a lot of shit going on. What do you? I want to jump to the main. I guess the main thing from the episode, but to me, it feels like the main thing, which is the Sir Criston stuff.
Yeah.
In particular, his actions at the end of the episode. What's the go there, do you reckon?
Well, you know, Laenor's partner pretty much comes up to Sir Criston Cole and says, "We know your secret. You better keep your secret, and everything will be happy." So Criston Cole makes sure that his secret is safe from that one person.
It just seems excessive.
It does seem excessive and the wrong place at the wrong time, really.
Yeah.
You know? You really could have, killed him any time, you know, but did you have to, like, fight in the middle of the thing? But yeah, it seems to be setting up, you know, Criston Cole being aligned with Alicent going forward, because she's got this secret over him, and by extension, Rhaenyra. So.
Which is weird if she's going to try to hold it over him, because he's someone who was just, he's like, all right, you know.
He's just about to kill himself.
Well, he was like, just kill me. Just, you know, get over it.
Yeah.
Like, I admit to what I did. You can kill me.
But, you know, he's so in love with Rhaenyra that he would do whatever to keep the secret and from her ruining Rhaenyra's reputation, whatever, I assume.
Mm. It was a lot. I didn't see it coming, so.
It was a lot. I love that scene on the boat because, man, I so wanted her to go away with Criston Cole.
Yeah.
You know? That would have been great on the road together to have so much fun. But, you know, the draw of the Iron Throne and responsibility. It's strong. Not even the prospect of marrying cousin could put you off it.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, watching the whole start of this episode, it's like, hello, cousin. Looking forward to getting married, cousin? Not really. I'm into turkey.
You know what the weirdest thing is?
I'm into chicken.
That cousin was one of, like, the little kids from, like, the first episode, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
she's got to be, like, 16, something like that, at the very least.
I mean, I think that's roughly what the age
maybe,
point is.
Yeah.
Something like that.
The ages of them all are a bit weird in the timeline. I don't know. They grow up very quickly. Or they could be different kids, potentially.
Yeah, I think they purposely keep them, the ages, a little bit vaguer to help the audience. I don't know. Like, yeah.
But I don't know, because his sister is meant to be the girl that was meant to marry. They wanted to marry Viserys, right?
I think so. Yes. That is it. Yes.
Correct. But what? We know at least 3-4 years have passed?
Yeah.
So.
At the time, she was like, what, 11?
Well, she looks younger, but yeah.
Yeah. Now they're like teenagers, yeah. I guess.
So, you know, the sooner we jump to this, sooner we get to like a standard point where we don't have these massive time jumps and everybody stays reasonably the same age for a long time, that'll be pretty good.
Yeah, well, how far do you reckon we do jump ahead? Do we jump ahead and Rhaenyra's got a child?
Or it's like next year. It's like okay. The next day. We just switch the actors out. That's the only difference.
Yeah.
You know? Viserys dies. Everybody aged really fast. You know that? Someone's death like that will age you very quickly.
I mean, yeah, true.
I mean, really, it makes sense to pick it up straight after, but they're not going to, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It'd be weird. Viserys, though, I think I said last week that I was like, oh, yeah, like, he'll die in the last episode. I'll tell you what, I'll be surprised if this motherfucker holds on that long.
I think he died at the end of this episode.
Do you reckon he did?
That's what I think.
Okay. I mean, I wouldn't.
And then I assume with the time jumps forward and they're battling over who's in charge, you know?
I feel like we have to see it, though, and like see, like, it has to be a...
He literally fell to the... I guess he could just be limping on for several more years, so...
Yeah, I think he survives. I think he survives.
He just sits in a bath of leeches constantly, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know, like, maybe he just has his entire arm cut off next time. Because his arm looked fucked up, so.
Yeah, maybe.
They cut his fingers off last time.
Just finish the job, cut everything off, you know.
Yeah, so maybe they'll try and cut his whole arm off.
Yeah.
And that might be to help him get a few more years. or something. But yeah, I feel like he can't just do a, oh, did he actually die or did he just like faint sort of thing. I feel like when he dies, it needs to be a lot bigger of a moment because his death is what's going to spark the war. So,
yeah. See, him being infected by Iron Throne pretty much, it kind of very much explains why in Game of Thrones the throne is like kind of toned down. I feel like what's his face in season one would have come in and is like, nah, not having any of this sharp stuff. I want to clean this off, make it as safe for me as possible.
Yeah, well, it's a Targaryen thing, I think, so...
Yeah,
sword thing, so...
Yeah.
Sort of makes sense. Other shout-outs, before I forget, I think this is the most I've seen Ryan Corr do.
Yeah. Comes in, beats a bunch of people up.
Yeah, he got treated like a badass. Like, old mate gives him the head nod, like, go in, and he goes in like Bane, just like... smashing people through to get to Rhaenyra. So,
well, that's the new Hand of the King.
Yeah, whatever something. His name is, I can't remember.
Linus? Lionel Strong?
That sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah, so.
So, Ryan calls his...
who obviously is the one who's been one of the better parts of the King's Council.
Yeah, I think I like, because obviously the episode starts and they don't really tell you he's the Hand of King...
You see he's got the pin, yeah.
Yeah, I was like straight away like, oh yeah, this dude's like just been pretty...
It makes sense.
He's been pretty straightforward, straight shooter this entire season. Doesn't seem like he's out for himself, like an actual... Yeah. Seems like he's actually just out to help sort of thing, so... What do you think of Otto Prutt, like, and the conversation between Otto and Alicent, where they're like straight up just, you know...
Yeah.
Outwardly discussing their big plan, basically.
Makes complete sense, you know. He's 100% right. I mean, there's always going to be a conflict between Rhaenyra and Aegon because, you know, he's a male and she's technically the heir. So, I don't know. Yeah. I guess he's rational. He doesn't want to risk the kids at all being caught in the crossfire, but... kind of ruthless.
He gives two options, though. It's like...
It's not like there's any chance that there's any love between these two siblings. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's like either you kill her and she kills all your family, or, you know, like there's no like, or you could all learn to get along and you could just raise your kid to actually just respect the queen, even though the people are going to regret it or not like it. And then... I don't know, like, you know, should it work out? I don't know. Like, there's no third option. It's just like, yep, shit's fucked. Bit weird. That's what I thought. What else from this episode?
There's the new creepy dude.
Oh, who the fuck's that? Little finger looking motherfucker. little finger sounding motherfucker. He's the son of the new hand.
Is he?
Yeah, that's what because Alicent says, because originally he's like, oh, you know, sorry about your dad or whatever. And then she's like, well, you know, like, congrats to your father for becoming the hand, or, you know, like some shit like that. So, yeah, he's the son of the
Larys Strong. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't feel like he is his father's.
He's called the Clubfoot, so.
Okay. I guess that's
apparently.
Reference to the fact he has a walking stick and...
Yeah, he's got a birth defect.
I was about to say some alignment or whatever. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he was a weird dude.
Yeah, you know. Sowing distrust and that kind of stuff, you know. Letting Alicent find out about the tea that, you know, Rhaenyra may or may not drunk last episode.
I'm going to say she definitely drank it, so... Also, why is it so weird that she's like, since, like, he's saying, like, oh, she got brought tea, and her initial reaction is like, oh.
I know tea. Exactly what that means.
Yeah, tea is fucked. Like, there's only one reason you drink tea around these places. You would drink
wine
like a normal person.
Well, I guess it's made by the maester, sent by the king. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but what if she just had a cold or something? I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, but, you know, in Westeros, you jump straight to, you know, abortion tea.
Yeah, abortion tea. That's apparently a very common thing that people would first expect.
Or plan tea.
Mm. Good one.
Thank you.
Yeah, very good. I can't see your face at the moment, how we're recording today.
I was pretty happy with myself.
Yeah, I can imagine. You're pretty happy with yourself. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's about it for this week's episode.
I mean, I think it was there's Damon. Better ones, but... Damon Makin moves on Lainor's sister. In the dance
hall. Oh, yeah. He's just playing a Game of Thrones there. I don't think he has it.
Yeah. And then, you know, they get married at the end. Like, in secret. No royal wedding. Just get it over and done with as quick as possible. Yeah. Eloped, almost.
Yeah, what? Do you reckon that's just because of the drama caused at the...
Yeah, I absolutely believe it. That, and I think Viserys is worried himself that he might not be around long, so...
So he just forces it. Because the way they shoot it and the way they make it out, it's like, it's literally that night.
Right? Yeah. The way they shoot it, the blood's still on the floor.
Yeah, from the
old mate's face. Yeah. I mean, Christian Cole made his face mush.
Yeah, like literally.
He looked like old mate, the Viper.
Yeah. This is why I don't understand. Like, we're going to go into next episode, and somehow Christian Cole's still going to be around. I find that hard to believe because there's no way that I just don't know how he explains that to Viserys, to the king, to the king that would be or whatever. Like, the I don't
King Consort, yeah,
yeah. That I don't know how he explains like why he did this. Like, what's the reason?
How does he get away with it? Yeah,
yeah. As someone who apparently has a big guilty conscience, I just can't imagine him committing to some elaborate lie to explain why he did what he did. I just don't know how he gets out of that. Even if Alicent tries to help him get out of it, I don't know how he's going to lie. He seems to have like a very guilt-ridden conscience over what he's already done. So,
yeah, absolutely. It'll be interesting to see, but yeah, next week. Yeah, I mean, the other, like, what's Damon going to be doing? Is he going to be moving up to the Eyrie? And, like, taking whatever section his wife had.
Don't know. Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, he... There's no way he can't get it. That's the thing. They won't be able to prove that he killed his wife.
Also, his wife was very pretty. I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, that was the way he's like... He's uglier... he said the cows look better here.
The sheep look
like
better, yeah.
Sheep look better here. Yeah. That was weird. Yeah, what a way to go out, too. Just crushed by a horse. And then have his neck
smashed. Well, she got paralyzed from the neck down, and then he was going to leave her there. I think it was mercy, really. You know, wouldn't it be terrible just be stuck there in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah.
Paralyzed, probably nobody really going to come help you.
Well, by the sounds of it, he didn't do anything super fucked up. It sounds like he literally just like smashed her throat in so she died.
Smashed her head in with a rock so it looked like an accident.
Yeah, so it stays in line with the accident story still. But yeah, he's going to go claim what is technically rightfully his, even though he earned it by a dirty means. So, see what happens there. I don't know what he cares for that property, or I guess he's going to attempt to take the other wed the other of a bloody person, another Hightower. No, Hightower. I'm getting all the Valerian. I'm getting all the people confused. Jesus Christ, whatever her name is, the girl.
Mm. Yeah. Lanel or something, I don't know.
Yeah. Take her there? Don't know. Try and make his... I don't know what his plan is, really. He's a weird, confusing character. I mean, I know he wants a crown in some way or another.
He wants the crown?
He definitely wants Rhaenyra.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know, like, what his long-term
I mean, that is. Conversation was interesting. Like, her, like, telling him, hey, if you want me, come claim me.
I think she's just... She doesn't actually...
She was just goading him, yeah. Yeah.
She knows he won't do it, so... She's just being... Yeah.
Being a bitch.
Being a bitch. all right, that'll do it. I think... Yeah? Got nothing else?
Yeah, I can't think of anything else. Yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you for joining us for this week's episode of South of King's Landing. Of course, we'll be back We're about halfway. Well, no, we are halfway through the season. So there you go. Shout out. Make sure you check out, of course, all our other after shows that are happening right now. Check out Holocron Entries for our discussion on Andor. Check out All New Marvelcast for our discussion on She-Hulk. And check out Lord of the Rings Extended for our discussions on the Rings of Power at the moment. And then check out What Do You Want to Watch for your weekly movie, TV, movie podcast fixes over there. And check out explosionover.com for all other things. And until next week, you know, keep your head.